The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. Good morning, 7:05 on AM 970 The Answer. Around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Great to have you with us this morning. It is Friday. You made it. I did. I posted at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo on Instagram and Facebook, on all social media, the corniest picture of myself. It's called a Bitmoji, I think they call it, where it's your likeness, you know, with my face. And I'm running through the field with flowers, and the sun is shining, and it's summertime, and it's a Friday, and it's weekend, and we're going to have a good time. We will get you there. So you can check that out on social media. So we appreciate it. Also, you can call always at 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone line. Oops, I see a phone call. I'm going to go through in a moment. I got to go. Al is here. Frankie's taking a well-deserved day off. Big Al is here. So when Al and I are together, there's no control and anything can happen because we're like, there it is right there. See, already. We have technical problems. We don't care.
Is this the music that's playing in the background when you posted that emoji?
Yeah.
Waterfall.
It's very high. Hi, I want everyone to be calm. Boom. I want you to look within yourself. I want you to enjoy the radio and the fact that it's Friday and that it's summertime. It's so nice to have you with us.
Joe Piscopo.
Good morning,
is Bob Ross.
No, wait. And we have with us Grover from Sesame Street.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I don't know what that was. Sorry, my throat has been bothering me the last couple of days.
Wait,
hang on a second. Let me go grab Grover. Hang on.
Larry King showed up.
It was a Larry King kind of, you know. Hello, Joe. Sorry.
It was a Larry King. I went for Grover. I said, what the heck was that?
Sorry.
Larry King.
Hi there, everybody.
Oh, apparently that Larry King took over your whole throat.
Yes,
there.
He did. I'm so sorry.
Cookie Monster, by the way, was at a Cubs game the other night singing the national anthem last week or whatever it was.
Did the Cookie Monster? Yeah, my Cookie.
Love Cookie.
How's he sing the national anthem? Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ground. Sounds like Broderick Crawford for crying out loud.
21-50 to headquarters. 21-50 to headquarters.
By the way,
yes.
If I can, while we're on a silly Friday,
mm-hmm.
The most underrated television show of all time, Highway Patrol. I'm sorry, my best friend, the fat man, excuse me for being politically incorrect, but he's like 6'6", and he's 300, and my glorious friend from down the shore for over 60 years, my buddy David. Oh, my gosh. And we used to watch, Al used to go out, and we would maybe party a little bit. And then there were reruns, and it was Broderick Crawford and Highway Patrol was the name of it. Highway Patrol, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the worst show ever. But it was good. And he talked so fast. Broderick Crawford talked so fast. Headquarters. And you couldn't understand a word he said like that. It was so funny. One of those, Black and White. Oh, my Lord. It was on a Philadelphia station that we used to watch. Probably a UHF station. There, now I'm really, really dating myself.
Oh, boy.
But Brad Crawford, then Brad Crawford hosted Saturday Night Live. And I don't mean to say anything negative about anybody. I really try not to do that. But apparently, I mean, just to tell you, he was had a little drinking situation going on there. Did you know that? Did I tell you this?
No.
So he was doing the promos. When he did the promos on Thursday, you do the promos on Saturday Night Live where you say, stay tuned for this weekend. And they did it back then, you know, 40 years ago, whenever it was. And they got a chair for Brett Crawford because he wasn't standing so well, man, you know. Mr. Crawford, you want to sit down in the chair? And he did the promos from the chair.
Well, that's not good.
A lot of the sketches seated because it
oh,
was
boy.
A, oh, man.
He liked the bottle.
Apparently. Hey, how about all the – watch me. You're too young. All the King's Men. Broderick Crawford, boom. Forget about it.
Yeah, that's a little past my time.
You know what? It really is. Dr. Zudi Jazzer will join us. Dr. Ed Romano, Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Roger Stone, and Valerie Smaldone, who I love. And so we have a great show for you. 877-970-2999. And Al, where are you going down the shore this weekend? You
Asbury Park today.
Oh, I love the way
going to see
really,
Blues Traveler. They're playing at the Stone Pony Summer Stage.
That's great, which is a great stage. It's all standing. I love that stage off the Stone Pony, in the back of the Stone Pony.
Yep,
really.
Yep.
I see the back. Hey, Al, how do you get in there? Because I went in through the, when I saw Gavin DeGraw. This
right.
kid is great. He's great, this kid. But I went through the back entrance with
right.
the band.
There's an entrance right before you get to the Stone Pony on that street there where you park to go on the boardwalk. There's an entrance right there. You go in.
Well, off the boardwalk.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love that.
Hey, because what's cool is that you can go there if you don't have a ticket, and you can actually sit on the boardwalk or sit on the grass and stuff and actually listen to the show. Can't really see anything because they have high fences set up so that you can't really see anything unless you're elevated, but you can listen to the music.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going to sit? Is that what you're saying? It's going to be a great show.
No. We got tickets. We're going in. It's general admission, so you know, you stand.
And it's going to be great weather all weekend long. You got a killer weekend down the shore and all around, which is going to be great. So yesterday, I decided, I said, well, let me go. Rainy. And I, of course, love the rain, being the pluviophile that I am. So I said, let me go visit my mom. I said, just let me go say hi to mom, check with her. And she's, of course, doing great. Thank you very much. So I went over there, and I stopped at this Italian bakery. I am such a sucker for Italian bakery. See, I was brought up with this. My Uncle Pat had a bakery called Dante's Bakery, and it was on, I think it was Main Street, and it was in Nutley, New Jersey. And it is now a florist, and I think it's Main Street. It was called Dante's Bakery. So I had an uncle who had his own bakery. Man, we used to get all the cakes and everything, and every holiday. It's always brought up on those Italian pastries that I love. So I went. I don't want to plug the place where I went because they're not advertising, you know, and I think we've asked them to advertise, but it's a great bakery, and it's in Essex County, right? So I got the cannolis. I got the sfidiadelle. I got everything. I bought everything. I even bought some regular American things, like a blueberry pie I bought, Albert. Isn't that something, right?
Nice.
And we went. I know, son. I bought it to my mom, and we had just the best time. We ate a little lunch, and then we had the Italian pastries. We had a great time. So now it's getting on. The rain is coming. I go outside. I get drenched, by the way. And then I say, well, let me get home. So I bought some pastries for the kids. So I stop at the kids. And then you know what I did? This, I think, is more an obsession than doing the right thing. I worked out after all of that. I went to the gym. I know, but don't you break yourself down doing that stuff, don't you think?
Yeah,
so?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
That's why I skipped my workout yesterday and drank beer. So, you know. I really wasn't planning on drinking, but and I got up from my nap, and my hip was bothering me a little bit, so I said to my son, I said, let's not go to the gym. You know, Dad's hip's not feeling too hot, so I didn't want to push it because I pushed it the last couple of days at the gym.
You know,
and you know,
how you and Morano function is beyond me.
No. See, there's a difference between Frank and I. I know where my limits are, and I know that I have to get up in the morning. Unlike Frank, who uses his cell phone as an alarm clock, as most Americans do, which is never a good idea. And then he overindulges and then forgets to set the alarm or blows past the alarm.
You guys are like, you know, I know my dad's Greatest Generation was like, my dad would do that. Boy, they used to slam back. They'd go, they'd do the court in the morning, and then they'd go to the print room in Hackensack. And all the insurance guys, you know, the people that they were opposing on the court, they all were together, and they all have drinks in the afternoon. I don't know how. I couldn't do it. I really couldn't do it. I don't know how even you do it.
Well, again, it's limitations. You have to know where your limits are. I know what time I need to be in bed, and I know what time I have to get up. So, you know, you kind of manage it, you know, from there. I really shouldn't have drank last night because I'm doing something today, obviously, and I'm going down early, so my nap is going to be really cut short, so it's going to be a long day for me, but, you know, whatever. I'm not going to complain that much. I'm going to a concert, you know. Yeah. First world problems.
I know. It's not like although, a work or anything like that.
Speaking of concerts, Florida Georgia Line played last night at the PNC, and apparently because of all the rain that we had those bad thunderstorms last night, they postponed the show for hours, telling people to go to their cars, et cetera, et cetera. And then apparently they started up the show again very late at around 10:30 last night. And a lot of patrons were upset because people there were telling them to leave and go home, that the show would be rescheduled, and it wasn't. And now these people are complaining they want their money back, that the weather conditions weren't that great, and the communication wasn't given to them in a timely manner.
Yeah,
so
that's
a big issue.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I drove through that last night coming home. My gosh, it was nasty.
Yeah,
drove through it, and then I'm wet from trying to get to the car and everything. And yet I pushed myself, went and did a quick workout though. When I tell you there was some animal was in the gym and he's working out, he's doing, and I was in there.
It was a human being, you mean, an animal.
No, these animals. They
like it was a raccoon or a bear or something.
Out my neck of the woods, you never know.
Yogi?
I did a 14-minute workout. I had to work off the cannolis, for crying out loud. Hey, it's
so 14 minutes. You're able to work off the cannolis.
I could do it in 14 minutes. Yeah, just about under 15 minutes.
Now, is this weights and cardio?
Yeah. No cardio. It's just maintenance. No, it's a good point. Gotcha. Cardio, you got to do 20 minutes. And I do that in the pool during the summertime. And gotcha. Then otherwise, you should be on a recumbent bike. Now, you know what? I should come up with shouldn't I do the whole workout system? I should come up with a system. You know what I'm saying? That kind of goes along with your balance of nature kind of thing. It's an idea because I was watching that guy in the gym. It reminded me of myself in the gym back in the day. Albert, I would do an hour and a half. I'd do 2 hours.
Yeah, I can't.
Your body stops. After your body doesn't respond, you just end up breaking your body down, and if you go past this, and all you really need is 20 minutes. I'm telling you,
45 minutes to an hour is my limit. I can't do more than that, and I don't understand
aerobic.
Why these people.
You're talking aerobic on the bike.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Well, I do 30 minutes on the treadmill because there's a program on the treadmill. You set it up. You punch in your age and you punch in your weight, and it gives you a 30-minute workout. Incline, decline, you know.
Survivor, you're going it. That's very. And your feet are okay, if I can.
No, my feet are still a mess. I mean, they're better than they were a year ago, but I think I'm always going to have these neuropathy issues. But the exercise definitely makes me feel better.
Yeah, God bless you. I'm so very proud of you. We very, very much are proud of you.
Thank you. But I like this thing called living. I'm a big fan. Big fan of living and breathing, life.
Life. That's what all the people say. So I go in, hit it and quit it. I'll do chest and I'll do biceps. I do a circuit. Chest, biceps, abs, and then I do it again. But there's no break.
Right.
So I have to do two sets. I'll do two sets of chest. Like I'll do up as much as I can go, like 10 to 20, whatever I can go. I'll take literally a 3-second rest. And your brain
And then
goes,
you move to the next machine.
No, I stay and I double double set there. So this is why I could do it shorter. But it ain't easy. It sounds easy, but it's not. Because you wait 3 seconds, you go, okay, go again. You got to go again. Your body goes, you ain't going again. And yes, you do. You go again. And so I do two double sets. And then I run, then do biceps. And you do one. And then you wait that couple seconds. You do like 10, 15. Then you do it again to exhaust you. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger came up with this whole concept. He and Franco Colombo. And it's called supersetting, you know. And it really kind of works for me, you know. But I got to get more aerobic. The pool is great. But when it's not warm out, I get bored on a recumbent bike. I get bored out there. Joe Lumber's got the right idea. Just get on a bike and go driving. But not riding, but not 200 miles, for crying out loud. He's like an animal. Hey, let me, 717 with Big Al. It's Joe and Al in the morning, so anything can happen. Grover, Larry King, and everything. Any other impressions that you want to throw at us?
At the moment. I'll work on a few if you'd like.
You work on them. You know? Whatever it is, it all comes back to Larry King, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right, Joe. Very happy baseball will be back again.
That's a great Larry. Love Larry King. Have we really reached out? I keep telling Frank.
I know Frank has reached out to him a number of times, but apparently they just can't work it out.
Oh, come on now. President Trump is issuing an executive order requiring the Commerce Department to tally U.S. citizens. I do not know why this is a whole big thing. I think the president is wondering why this is a whole big thing. If you get a census for centuries, you know, decades certainly, they go, are you an American citizen? Is this a bad thing to ask? The president said yesterday that a citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census, so he's taking other actions to determine the number of citizens in the U.S. He announced an executive order that requires every agency in the federal government to give the Department of Commerce records about people's citizenship. He said this will determine citizenship for 90% of people in the U.S. Why are they, and this is what got me crazy all day yesterday, 718 with Joe and Al on the radio, is that I'm watching, and they're saying, oh, it's going to scare people. It's going to scare people away so they can't do redistricting when they're putting up the voting districts together. Why do we even consider people who are not citizens? Why? I'm so confused at that. It's like all the Democrats want, and you know what this is. This is a play by the Democrats to get more votes. But these people are not citizens. And now, and trust me on this, let me do a scenario here. This is a hypothetical. If the president runs and he doesn't win, and I'm telling you I'm predicting a landslide for Donald J. Trump in 2020. Absolute landslide. No one could go up against this guy right now. There's nobody. Someone may show up. But my hypothetical is this. If the president didn't win, we will look back at all the things President Trump has done, and we will say that's one of the great presidents we've ever had. I'm telling you right now. What he's doing now with the census, it has to be done. And we have no animus, no hate. We are a fabric of immigrants is what we are. That is our strength. That is our spirit. That is who we are in America. But we got to be legal. Otherwise, we will dissipate into nothingness. And the people that don't want that question, are you an American citizen? Think about that. They don't want the question, are you embarrassed? And the people that don't put their hand over their heart, to be more dramatic, the people that do not kneel for the national anthem, to be more dramatic, those are the people that are trying to take away everything we stand for in the country. You look, if this president is not reelected, you will look back and go, gee, you know, he had the right idea. Oh, and this too. We got a break, but I got to get into it. This is Joe Biden's speech yesterday. We'll talk about it, how he and Barack Obama stopped ISIS. That was my favorite comment of the day yesterday. Please, we'll get into it all. We got all morning, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, but we want to make sure we leave way for Dr. Zudi Jasser. He's going to join us live on the phone coming up momentarily. Debbie Duhamel's out there. It's a Friday. That means traffic. Mm-hmm. Debbie's got it for you on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot. Watch for delays on 80 eastbound this morning, trying to get out toward exit 34 in Wharton. The problem is an accident involving a tractor trailer, and traffic is really moving slowly on 80 eastbound Mount Arlington, getting right out toward Wharton. So prepare for delays there. 18 southbound building, getting down toward the New Jersey Turnpike. We're still seeing some slowdowns now at the inbound GWB. Looks like you're waiting about 10 to 15 minutes in. If you're heading to the outbound GWB, a disabled truck, that's causing delays on the Cross Bronx getting into the outbound GWB. Holland Tunnel, 15. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 15. Expect some delays on the eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, but it looks like they just cleaned up an accident as you head through that particular area. LIE westbound, stop and go, getting right out toward the BQE as well. This report sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens, True Metrics, and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Volkswagen will invest more than $2.5 billion in Ford's self-driving car unit, Argo AI. The Wall Street Journal says under the deal, Argo will create autonomous driving technology for VW and eventually supply systems for commercial use. VW and Ford are already working together to build commercial vans and trucks. Nike says it will build a new factory in Goodyear, Arizona, even though the state's governor is canceling a state grant of up to $1 million. Nike will still receive more than $2 million in breaks from the city of Goodyear. Governor Doug Ducey canceled the state incentives when Nike pulled a Betsy Ross-themed shoe from the market. The new factory will go ahead, and Nike is expected to create at least 500 jobs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. PolyGrip. Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. Surprise! The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise. Polydent.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Dr. Azudi Jasser standing by. I wanted to tell you about Mike Lindell's deal that he has for you. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV for that two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. Only $34.99 per pillow. That Mike called here on the show, remember, a couple months ago? And he gave us these numbers on this show. Now you see it all over radio and television. This is the lowest price ever offered on radio, TV. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. You can call 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970. He is a great patriot. He's a great guy. He's a dear, dear friend, Mike Lindell. And he loves you. He loves you listening to AM970, The Answer. So he comes up with these deals. Don't forget, the deal came up with on this show is for you, $34.99 per pillow. How do you not do it? Because you know why? You get a 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty. And Mike always makes everything in the United States of America, right there in Minnesota, his home state. So get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV from my friend, Mr. Mike Lindell. All right, it's only available at MyPillow.com. You can call 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
727 with Piscopo on the radio, AM 970 The Answer. Around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Dr. Azudi Jasser is a great patriot, Navy veteran, president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, author of this incredible book called A Battle for the Soul of Islam, An American Muslim Patriot's Fight to Save His Faith. Dr. Jasser, always a privilege to have you on the show, sir. Welcome back.
It's great to be with you again. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I was all over this yesterday about Ilhan Omar, Dr. Jasser, representative from Minnesota, one of the first Muslim women ever elected to Congress, and she's involved in more controversy. And I hate to start in a kind of a gossipy tone, Dr. Jasser, but can we clear this up? One of the latest accusations about Omar is that she indeed married her brother in an effort to skirt immigration law. Is there any validity to this, sir?
Well, the sad thing is we can't really dispel it. All of the information appears to point to the fact that, especially as a result of some campaign finance issues regarding her paying for her personal legal issues through the campaign. So they had to look at tax releases, and they looked at some tax forms in which she filed taxes for 2 years with a gentleman who has the exact same name as her brother. When they did research into it and found that he was actually working with her sister in Kenya. So the family connections are there. Can we prove exactly that this was her brother? No. But even the Star Ledger in Minneapolis, not a conservative newspaper, did a very significant report last a week or two or so ago, basically saying that there's a lot more questions than there are answers. And if the mainstream media would stop their idolization of her and treat her like an adult and not infantilize her, we would start to get some answers and dispel this. But the fact that she's not even answering and dismissing and calling it racism, I think points to the fact that there's some concern there. And what is it about? Well, it looks like her brother tried to get citizenship, and in order to get citizenship, obviously that can be done through marriage, and that might have been one of the aspects done. And now it says, bad as it sounds, as far as some of the grotesque nature of it, it may have just simply been done just as a paper drill. The bottom line is that the felony, there are many Muslims that are kicked out of the United States because of these types of immigration fraud type things. So I think especially for a sitting congresswoman, we need some answers.
You know, Dr. Jasser, too, and here I think about the 17 U.S. Army Rangers who went to Somalia during the Clinton administration, and just to help out the people of Somalia in Mogadishu, sir. And we went in there to help them and free them from the drug lords. And here, Ilhan Omar comes from Somalia. She comes here, and I just feel like she hates this country. She has such animus towards the United States of America. But now I'm going to sound racist. She called, you know, when Tucker Carlson says that, and you were great, by the way, with Tucker, you know, when you went on with Tucker Carlson. Now, when Tucker says something like I just said, she calls Tucker a racist. I mean, will she ever stop playing this race card? I mean, with anyone who disagrees with her, sir?
It's simply gaslighting. The Islamists, this is exactly what theocrats, propagandists do, is that they deflect from wanting to deal with the message by attacking the messenger and gaslighting America, gaslighting anyone that tries to question her. And it hits close to home for me because I was in the Navy for 11 years. I served on the USS El Paso. We deployed to Operation Restore Hope in Somalia.
Wow.
2 years ago, in a conversation with Al Franken on Twitter, she claimed when Al pointed out that that was one of the a significant terror attack happened in Somalia. She said, no, the biggest terror attack was when Americans killed thousands of Somalis. And that could not only is that far from the truth, the lens in which she looks at America is that we are the force of evil. And the force of good are her Somali friends, and be it radical group of the day, the group she's raising money for, the Islamists. And Americans need to start to understand. And what I think is good about her notoriety now, these are the people leading our community. We don't have a Muslim problem per se in America. We have an Islamist problem and a leadership problem. And she's part of the establishment. They raised her. She got her ideas from the Council on American Islamic Relations, from other Muslim Brotherhood legacy groups. We saw radical videos posted by Al Jazeera that are Holocaust denial, et cetera. And we see each of these issues that, come through the Twitter cycle every few weeks, and we say, wow, why is this so radical? Well, this is what happens with Islamists. And when they're in bed with the left, as you see Ilhan Omar in bed with AOC, this is exactly the paradigm used in the UN, where you've got the Maduros of Venezuela in bed with the Iran, the Khomeinists, and you get this red-green axis. And globally, they have one focus in which they work together, which is to weaken the West and weaken the expansion of freedom and democracy. And, this is sort of the rubric that she came out of in Somalia. And as she came through a sort of breeding ground in Minnesota that portrayed America as the problem. And the voters in Minnesota, I think, need to look twice as to what they actually elected and who she's actually representing.
Yeah, Dr. Zudi Jasser with Piscopo in the morning. Dr. Jasser, thanks for your service to the country. Just as an aside, sir, I'm a fan. I love the way you're so calm, you're so measured, you're so pragmatic. You know, there's no race in your tone. I appreciate that so much, Dr. Jasser. We appreciate that. I know I speak for everyone listening now, sir. But just as on a personal note, if I can deviate for a second, how did you get into the Navy? When you, did you join out of high school or out of college?
Yeah, I was on a Navy scholarship through medical school. And, you know, one of the things my father taught me was that the reason they came to the United States, they escaped the Ba'athist fascists in Syria and became American patriots. And I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin. And when I knew I wanted to go to medical school, I looked at the Navy medical scholarship program, and the American taxpayers paid for my medical education. And I was also able to serve at Bethesda Naval Hospital and, also deployed on ship to on USS El Paso, and my last tour was as a physician to Congress. I mean, I just couldn't believe that I was able to do that as the son of immigrants. And they told me that one of the things, the special sauce in America that makes America work, and the reason Syria now has the genocide that's going on and most of the Middle Eastern countries are tyrannies, is the militaries have no response, have no accountability to the people, while in America, we work for the civilian government. We work for our commander-in-chief. And it's also a moral fighting force. And it was basically instilled in me that I should serve, that what keeps this country strong is not just our Constitution, which, unless it has a strong moral people, is just a piece of paper. But with a moral foundation of Judeo-Christian values, our military is a force of good. And I wanted to serve because in Syria, serving is actually corruption. If you want to serve in that military, they are the enemy of your country, not the protector of your country. While in America, we stay free, and, that's why I wanted to be part of this military.
Dr. Zudi Jasser, the name of the book is A Battle for the Soul of Islam. Before we let you go, Dr. Jasser, and we appreciate your valuable time. I know everyone's pulling on you every which way these days. You know, in New Jersey, my home state, the great state of New Jersey, we have a great Muslim community, and that is great citizens. They're great Americans. And, you know, it's been almost 20 years since 9/11. Explain to us, because if I say something, if I get mad at something, and then it seems like it's a jihad, then we seem, if you're an old white guy like me, Dr. Jasser, you know, you're a racist all of a sudden. I mean, give us your mind, the current state of the Islamic community here in America today.
Well, I'm speaking today at the Western Conservative Summit here in Denver, and my message to conservatives, to America, is, you know, don't look at the Ilhan Omars of the world or 9/11s or any of the confrontations we've had with the most radical to what are perceived as simple ideological battles that simply went off. Islam is in that time of history that America was at its founding, in which we were fighting theocracy. And there's a war happening inside the House of Islam, and that war is won against theocrats, and that being from secularists. Now, some of the secularists are fascist secularists, hyper-national racists, the Arabists of Assad, of the old Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, the monarchs, and others who are simply autocrats and kleptocrats. But at the end of the day, there is a third pathway. And 9/11, you know, if you start to say that, well, you're a racist or you're an Islamophobe or a bigot, if you ask those questions, you basically minimize Muslims to being run by theocrats. So I think that actually is more racist, to say that we Muslims can't have the same battle against theocracy that Americans had and that somehow if you question these things and start to take sides within the House of Islam, which is what America needs to do. And I think, you know, look at Ilhan Omar as a clinic of who's actually running the Muslim community and start to help to lift up voices of liberty. Our Muslim reform movement is that we exist, and start to platform us rather than platforming the voices of grievance narratives and those who basically work with the enemies of America rather than those who work with those who want to bring freedom and democracy. And the language about jihad, the debate about jihad, has to be had, because we have to come to terms with reform and modernization. And that really is, I'm a doctor. I treat disease. The disease is theocracy. And now we have to start facing that. And there's no place better to do it than in the United States, because I can tell you, my family in Syria, if I was doing this work in Syria or in Iraq or elsewhere, I'd be dead within a few months. So we have an obligation to do that and not respond to the gaslighters who tell you that, oh, they're the ones that are getting the death threats. You know what? I tell Ilhan Omar, I've been getting death threats for years, and I don't go around talking about it and saying, oh, don't do this or that. No, if you're going to leave a legacy for our kids, that legacy is about freedom and about America.
A great patriot, Dr. Zudi Jasser. I tell you, you are just such a great guy, sir. The name of the book is A Battle for the Soul of Islam, an American Muslim's Patriot Fight to Save His Faith. And Dr. Jasser is the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Dr. Jasser, please come back anytime. You are just a great, great patriot, a great American, and proud to have you on the program, sir.
Love being with you. Thanks so much, Joe, for everything. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Zudi. Piscopo in the morning, 7:39. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. A report shows MTA train operators and bus drivers were using their mandated rest time to drive for Uber and Lyft. New York City's Inspector General's office released a report yesterday showing a 2018 investigation revealed 16 bus drivers and 4 train operators were driving during their 8 hours of mandated downtime before their transit shifts. Investigators used taxi and limo data as evidence. Protesters will take to the streets here in New York City and around the nation today to protest inhumane conditions at immigration detention centers on the U.S. border. At the same time, ICE agents are reportedly set to begin a nationwide roundup of immigrants living in the country illegally. One of the protests planned will take place in Foley Square tonight, where immigration rights advocates will tell people here illegally not to answer the door if ICE comes knocking this weekend. The enforcement plan reportedly calls for ICE to round up people on deportation lists in 10 major cities, including here in New York. In sports, Yankees and Mets are back in action following the All-Star break. The Yankees will host the Blue Jays for the first of 3 tonight. Meanwhile, the struggling Mets are in Miami to take on the Marlins. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're going to take a ride over to the Cross Bronx eastbound. Traffic is moving slowly, getting right past the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Accident involving a couple of trucks. So you're going to see delays building here across the upper level of the inbound GWB because of the problems here on the Cross Bronx. Lincoln Tunnel, 10 minutes into town. Holland Tunnel, about 10 minutes in from 1 and 9. But you're still moving okay from the New Jersey Turnpike. Let's see what's happening here on the Harlem River Drive. Southbound building down through the 140s. LIE westbound. Stop and go right through the BQE and the westbound BQE right by the Kosciuszko Bridge. It's a disabled vehicle in the way, so watch out for some stop and go traffic there as well. We're still seeing delays on the downtown 4 and 5 trains. Also, if you're going to be taking a ride over to the LIRR, some earlier problems cleared. Problems continue on Route 80. Route 80 eastbound getting out toward exit 34 in Wharton. That's an accident involving a truck, and it looks like you're still seeing a lot of activity at the scene. Delays go way back toward the Mount Arlington area, so prepare for delays there. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword sun at am970theanswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to use the keyword sun at am970theanswer.com. That's keyword sun, S-U-N, at am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Come on, I'll give you 5 minutes right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, a filter. How many folks on the radio right now on a Friday morning at 7:42 in the morning, right? I'm going to give you, I'll give you the 7:50. Look at me, Mr. Generosity. Hello, Mr. Generosity here. How many people are going to tell you free? You get free. You can get free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and a free filter, and you know you've been thinking about it for your car. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And then how many people tell you about 0% APR financing? I X you that. How many people, right now, on the radio? And all across America, right? Alex Kinsella from Route 22 Toyota, he's the general manager there. I keep telling you this, but think about it. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If I call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, or I could talk to Mr. Kinsella and get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Are you kidding me? You could check out that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And then if you're a car geek like yours truly, you go into the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. This is something you got to call. 855-621-9949. I'm a car geek. What am I going to tell you? We love Route 22 Toyota. They're great. Carmelo and Chester and Iggy is the man that runs everything, and he is a magnificent human being. You got to get over to the family. That's Route 22 Toyota. In the meantime, call, please, for a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'm giving you some extra minutes over there. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
The following segment sponsored by Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, LLC.
7:45 with Joe on the radio. Dr. Ed Romano's the guy. Great guy. New Jersey native. Been practicing dentistry in Morristown since 1987. Past president of the New Jersey chapter of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Ed, welcome to the show, man. Great to have you on the air with us. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Joe. It's great to talk to you.
Well, it was great to sit down with you. You know, and again, I wanted to bring you to the airways because people are afraid about this implant thing I want to talk to you about, Dr. Ed. And I had it done. It was before you and I met. But everybody is doing this whole implant thing where it's not just an implant here or there. They're putting all new teeth in. Is that what you're seeing more and more these days, Dr. Romano?
Oh yes, we are, Joe. It's an incredible. It's a change of life for people. You know, years ago we started out with doing single implants and replacing right. one tooth at a time.
Right.
Then we started doing multiples, but now we can literally take someone who's, you know, their mouth is degraded over the years, and they have really no other option but a denture that may not even fit properly, and we could place implants and give them a full mouth of teeth back and give them a beautiful smile and full form and function. It's life-changing for these people. It's really a wonderful thing where we're at today.
How'd you get into this, Ed? I mean, you're a Jersey guy. Where were you brought up? You tell me Montclair?
No. I work in Morristown, but I was born right in Somerville, and I've been a Jersey guy my whole life. I went to school down in D.C., but I came home. This is where I've been. This is what I'm part of, you know, the people here in this area. It's where I've wanted to be my whole life.
But listen, and then Dr. Romano, what makes you think I'm going to go into people's mouths and I'm going to go change the way they look? What's the impetus of that, man? To be a dentist?
Well, Well, I got to tell you, for me, it was, you know, growing up, I said, okay, so I want to be in the health field. And my mother was a dental hygienist, so there might have been a little push that way.
Sure.
But, and then getting into what I do, for years, you know, back in the day, you know, if you had to go to the dentist, especially when we were kids, it just nobody wanted to be there. And as I became into dentistry, my goal was to, change people's lives, make them feel good and make them happy they came to the dentist, not dread that they went to the dentist.
Yeah, Dr. Romano, you were the former president of the New Jersey chapter of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. What are your thoughts, Ed, about at-home whitening against the results that you may see, in your office?
Well, you know, it's really comes down to a compliance thing, like anything. So when you come into my office and we do an in-office bleaching, a couple hours you come out and, you look great and you feel good about how you look. And it's just we have you there. So you can't cheat. The home kits, if you get a good one and we have some good ones that we can recommend to patients. It's a matter of being compliant. Will you use it properly and continue to use it? Quite honestly, Joe, if they do, they're going to get good results. The difference is one's a two-hour procedure and one may take, 7 to 10 days to get you the same results. But if you're compliant and you use it, honestly, you're going to get similar results.
Yeah. Dr. Ed Romano, he's a great guy, and I wanted to bring Ed on the air just because he's a sponsor here and we appreciate it. And, you just seem so grounded and down to earth and people get so scared. Ed, that people get scared when they go to the dentist, man. And it doesn't have to be like that anymore, right?
Not at all. Not at all. And in our office, not only do we have a very inviting place for people to come and be cared for, but we have it all. So if someone's really, really on that edge where they're so anxious, we have board certified anesthesiologists come in. So we can take care of you in a setting where if you wanted to be truly out, you're out. And
take
care of you that way.
Knock us out, Ed. That's it, baby. Boom. Down. And I love that, man. I don't like that because people love that. And isn't that laughing gas or something you can give? Is that called?
We have that as well. It's really the level of
have a great time at Dr. Romano's office. I love that. Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, I got the local with all my teeth like that. It's just a matter of preference, correct?
Correct. It's really and many times it's your level of anxiety. 90% of the procedures we do are handled very well. It's just local anesthetic, and then if you need us to step it up a little bit, well, we're there to help you along the way.
There it is. Ed, welcome to the family, brother. You're a good guy. When Mr.
Thank
Crowley
you.
Said, "Come sit down," I want you to meet Ed Romano. We appreciate no pretense. Your actual concern and dedication to dentistry. We appreciate it. So we wanted to welcome you formally on the air. Family at AM 970, my friend. God bless. And we'll see you soon, Dr. Ed. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir, indeed. Dr. Ed Romano, great guy right there. Jersey guy and aesthetic smiles from New Jersey. And we didn't want to make it a commercial, but he's a good guy. I said, come on the air, Ed. We got to talk a little bit because me, again, it goes back to me being a hypochondriac. Debbie, I worry about everything. My teeth, my back. I got a little nick in my shoulder. I got to go to my sports guy over there.
Right.
I worry about everything. But he's a good guy. And it's a lot of... And you don't have to worry about it. When you go to the dentist, people get scared. It's like now, remember that old, there was that old joke, it's better than root canal. Root canal is easy now. You go and you get a shot, they take the nerve out. What's the deal, right?
Well, the scary part is just the shot, then you're okay after that, It's like, okay, now I'm numb. All right, no problem.
Oh, man. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you. It's Friday. I'm feeling for you. You're on the road. You're listening to Joe and Debbie on the radio. We feel for you. Debbie, we'll get you through for it. Get you through it right now. Deb, how are we doing? Is it bad this morning?
Well, it's not too bad. It looks like traffic a little bit lighter than normal, but we have this major problem, Joe, on 80 eastbound. It's an overturned tractor trailer getting out toward exit 34 in Wharton, and delays are extensive. They go back down toward Mount Arlington, so a tough ride on 80 east. You may want to hop onto 46 instead through that area, but traffic is a bit lighter than normal today. Northbound 287 slowing down by exit 3 up through Edison. Problems, though, on the Deegan south at Fordham Road. That's a collision, one lane block. stuck there. It's busy Cross Bronx East at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge with an accident. And the Grand Central Parkway East at 188th, an accident there as well. Prepare for delays. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic on the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. That's a disabled vehicle in the way, so prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as well. Had some earlier problems on the LIRR. LIRR back on or close to schedule. An alternate side, parking rules in effect, delays still on the downtown 4 and 5 trains. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit landmarkgold.com.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hey, I'm Valerie Smaldone. Can you believe it? It's Bagels and Broadway's one-year anniversary on the air here at AM 970, online and podcast. And to celebrate, I'll be playing some of my favorite interviews this Saturday morning at 9, including my very first with actress Brenda Vaccaro, also the composer of Wicked and so many musicals, Stephen Schwartz. Plus, find out about a theater program for the disabled right here in New York City. All happening Saturday morning, 9 to 10, with me, Valerie Smaldone. Bagels and Broadway.
Valerie will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We love Valerie. Hey, 754 with Joey on the radio. How you doing this morning? Did you take your balance of nature this morning? I asked you, did you try the balance of nature? You got to try the balance of nature. I was talking to Brother Richie about it. We're taking vitamins. We're talking about Richie always finds out these eclectic Chinese herbs, you know. I said, Richie, you know what you got to try? You got to try this balance of nature. He goes, yeah, what is it? So, again, I explained. I'm doing the commercial at the kitchen table with my mother and my brother, Richie, right? I go, balance of nature, it's not like ordinary vitamins, Rich, that are made with synthetics. But it's true. Richie said, what is it? I said, it's fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. And it has tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know, and this is a vital statistic here, please. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. This is what Dr. Douglas Howard came up with. It's a brilliant, brilliant concept. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Now, we want you to experience a Balance of Nature difference for yourself because we love you. You know that. I worry about you. For a limited time, receive 20% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. 800-246-8751. That's the number you know and you love. 800-246-8751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Joe, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Do you worry about me, Joey?
I worry about you. You know I worry about you. I know it's going to be hot. It's going to be our kind of weekend, Joey. Our kind of weekend. Mr. Lumberg,
I'm going to ride. I'm going to ride big miles this weekend.
How many miles?
Probably 60 or so tomorrow, and maybe do it again Sunday.
Oh, you're unbelievable. I can't believe you don't take a rest day. I was talking about my workout schedule, and I superset, but I could never recover like you recovered. That's a gift. You don't take a day off, like a day off.
I will take a day off here and there. Like today, I may not do much of anything. I may ride a little or run a little bit. That's it. Not much.
You're unbelievable, Joe, I tell you. But you got your weekend. We got our weekend. We love this.
Yes,
kind of weather.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be hot. I mean, temperatures today, 87 with sun and clouds. And I think it's dry to the weekend. Sunny, upper 80s both tomorrow and Sunday. And we keep this going Monday and Tuesday. We got a five-day stretch of dry weather around the area.
Oh, this is great. Joe, just be careful. You know I do. Daddy worries about you, Joe.
I know. So. I appreciate it, Dad.
Hey, Joe, I got to ask you, did the family go? Did all the in-laws go?
They're all gone. They're all gone. It was quiet in the house last night.
Honey, I'm doing 400 miles today. I'll be back on Tuesday. I know you. Joe, you're the best. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Appreciate it always. That's so funny. When the in-laws come over, oh, look at that. I got to go for a bike ride. Right? That's when Al goes to the gym. Right now, hey, I'm out of here.
No, I like my in-laws.
Actually, you do good, Albert. You're absolutely, and Frankie Five Boroughs as well. Yeah. They'll go out with the in-laws like that.
Man. Yeah, my in-laws are great. They pick up my son, you know, sometimes on the weekends. He goes and stays over there, so they really do a lot.
Me too. I have no in-laws right
now.
You're
all over New Jersey picking up your kids.
Yeah, but I got my own kids to worry about. Right. I can't worry about going to see the in-laws. Hey, you know, Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. He will chat about what films you may want to see this weekend. Mike Gallagher, you know, he's got Mike's just on top of his game like never before. You don't want to miss Gallagher. He'll preview what he's talking about today on AM 970, The Answer at 10:05 on The Mike Gallagher Show. Roger Stone is a political legend, longtime Donald Trump confidant, and he's under indictment and a gag order, but he's going to chat with us a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour. Valerie Simaldone as well. Radio Piscopo live from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Neighbors in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn, want the NYPD to fire a cop who was caught on video pointing a gun at people in a park. In the video taken last Friday, the officer can be seen arresting a man on Dean Street while at the same time pointing his gun at people nearby and telling them to stand back. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill was asked about the incident this week and would only say that policing is a difficult job. New York state lawmakers calling on Governor Cuomo to sign legislation involving camps. The bill would require summer camps to disclose if they are not regulated by the state. State Senator David Carlucci says unregulated camps do not have to meet the same health standards as other facilities. They also don't have to keep up-to-date vaccination records. The legislation passed the Senate and Assembly. It's unclear if or when the governor will sign the bill into law. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.